Oshkosh, this Dallas, Skyhawk 3 Alpha.
3 Alpha, Oshkosh Tower.
Yeah, we're circling over New Holstein Airport. We have a parking area there reserved, and I'd like to get instructions for inbound landing for 5-3 Alpha. We have call.
5-3 Alpha for Roger, follow the Nordam for the VFR arrival procedure for Oshkosh, please.
Unfortunately, I think I left that Nordam at the airport.
Well, I would suggest you go back and pick it up then, sir.
Well, sir, if I could get some help at the airport, apparently when I just called and they said they closed at 2:30, I'd like to just get in there before it closes, please.
Okay, are you familiar with where Ripon is?
Ripon, is that an intersection?
Do you have a sectional chart, sir?
I have IFR is what I have in that right now, sir.
Do you have a GPS in your aircraft?
Affirmative.
Ripon, R-I-P-O-N. Punch that in. That should be acknowledged by your GPS.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, you're up. Once you've got that published in, you have a pencil and paper, I can write some, I can give you some information to write down.
Sorry, I really appreciate it. It's been a bit of a day here. Thank you. We have Ripon in now, and it looks like a heading of 260. I'm going to turn my transponder off according to the note I'm going to read for transfer to standby.
That's correct. Go to Ripon. Be at 1,800 feet. When you reach Ripon, out of the northeast side of the town, there's a set of railroad tracks that comes out of there. Pick up the railroad tracks and monitor frequency 120.7.
Okay, go to Ripon and 1800 feet railroad tracks. Do the railroad tracks run west?
Railroad tracks run northeast out of Ripon towards Oshkosh Airport.
Okay, and I want to maintain 1800 feet up to pick up the railroad tracks, is that correct?
That is correct. Fly at 90 knots, 1800 feet, monitor 120.7.
Okay, 90 knots and 1,800 feet, and I have the code. Thank you very much for helping me, sir. 5-3 Alpha.
Okay, and what's going to happen out there is they're going to pick you up as you approach Fisk, which is about 5 miles southwest of the airport. You're going to hear the controllers talk to you. They're going to identify you, ask to rock your wings, and you come up the track, and they'll give you further instructions at that point.
Okay, I remember reading that. Thank you, 5-3 Alpha.
Okay, see you in a little bit.
Okay, thanks again, sir, for your help. Scott, 5-3 Alpha. Scott, 5-3
Alpha, Scott Tower.
It's just a question. I got the instructions from the gentleman. Since I'm traveling from New Holstein over the lake right now, east of the lake, I'm going to be pretty much going through the airspace of Oshkosh. He wants me to 1800 when I get to Ripon, but should I be flying just normal 3500 or so through the airspace until I get to Ripon?
5-3 Alpha, whatever you need to do to remain clear of the Delta airspace at Oshkosh, you do need to remain clear of the Delta airspace at Oshkosh on your way west from.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to confirm. Thank you, 5-3 Alpha.
Perfect.
After I go to Ripon, should I program Fisk in the GPS for the next six?
No, sir. Just follow the railroad tracks northeastbound out of Ripon to Fisk, and it'll be about 5 miles. You'll see some strobes, and they'll give you better instructions, and the frequency Fisk is 120.7.
Okay. All right. So still the railroad tracks to Fisk. Okay. Thank you very much. I understand. 5-3 Alpha. Now, we're at Ripon inbound now, 1,800 feet following the railroad tracks, but are we supposed to be following that traffic, or we just keep following the railroad tracks inbound?
Roger, Alpha, just pick out an aircraft. If you see another aircraft around, we'll launch you about a half mile behind that aircraft and follow them up the tracks at 90 knots. Everybody else should be operating at 90 knots and 1,800 feet.
Okay, yeah, so I heard that Delta on 20.7, but I don't see anybody, so I guess I'm just following the railroad tracks now at 1,800 feet.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And keep monitoring that frequency. As you get up toward Fisk, they'll talk to you. They might pick you up by Cessna, they may call you by a color of aircraft, and they're going to just tell you to rock the wings and give you runway assignment and frequency at that time.
I see. Okay, so 1,800 feet, just continue the railroad tracks, that's going to take you to Fisk, and then they'll talk to me at 20.7. Thanks again.
Listen, 5-3 Alpha, Tower, are you on?
Yes, Tower, I'm talking to this other fellow. I'm just at Fisk right now.
Okay, just follow their directions.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks.
5-3 Alpha, Roger. You're going to write downwind for runway 18.
I write downwind for 18, 5-3 Alpha.
5-3 Alpha, stay over the tracks and enter a right base for runway 18 right.
You want a right base for 18 right, 5-3 Alpha?
Stay over the tracks for a right base for runway 18 right.
I want a real happy demo, 2-5. Left here, sir? 18 here.
There's two 18s. Just continue inbound on the base flight.
Right, we're going to land on 18 right and maintain at least 1,500 for crossing 27, understand, 5-3 Alpha. Is 18 right a runway or a taxiway?
That's a runway. You'll see a blue and a pink dot on it.
The an airplane right at the end of the runway?
Yeah, that's 1-8, right, that's affirmative. You should, I'm going to go ahead and specify 3-alpha. Go ahead and change to 1-8 left. 1-8 left.
Okay, 1-8 left. It's a taxiway, is that right, sir?
It's a taxiway, but today it's a runway.
Okay, that just that really helps. I just damn confusing me. Keep going. Okay, I understand. It's a taxiway above. You want me to sidestep now? That other plane's moving off that 1-8 right.
Hold short of the 1-8 right, and there's a guy right there in the pink shirt off your left, and follow his instructions. Hold short of 1-8 right.
Okay, thanks again, Roger.
You're welcome. Welcome, Doctor.
Whitman Ground, Skyhawk 53 Alpha.
Skyhawk 53 Alpha, this would be Whitman Ground.
We just got off in about 1-8 left. We're up in the sun, we're working on zero. I'm going to have a
the best way to tell them where you're going would be to put a sign in your way and say you want to go to Basler. Yeah, if you're looking for the FBO or are you looking for turbo conversion? Yeah, that's on the north side. They'll flag guys will get you there, and then if for some reason you can't make a sign, then sure, they'll you can pop a window and yell Basler's and they'll know what's there.